Jobs. I'm Jackie Quinn. The jobs numbers are in. U.S. employers added a strong 263,000 jobs in November, despite the surging rate hikes by the Federal Reserve aimed at tamping down inflation. This week, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says they need to see that slowing to help ease rising pay rates.
Demand for workers far exceeds the supply of available workers, and nominal wages have been growing at a pace well above what would be consistent with 2% inflation over time.
He says more rate hikes are coming to make borrowing more costly to try to cool down inflation. Congress has moved to head off a potentially disruptive rail strike with a vote to force unions to accept a prior agreement that's not sitting well with retired railway engineer Jeff Kurtz, a former union leader.
The Democrats that are always making noises about being pro-labor.
Democrats are hoping to win another Senate seat, number 51 in Georgia. So President Biden is heading north, leaving the campaigning in the South to Barack Obama. He appeared yesterday to support Senator Raphael Warnock.
I know it feels like we just did this. And that's because we did.
Today is the last day of early voting in Georgia for the runoff race because the November tally was too close to determine if Warnock or Herschel Walker was the winner. President Biden will do some fundraising in Boston today and meet with the visiting Prince William and his wife, who drew an enthusiastic crowd yesterday.
It's like a thrill of a lifetime. I had seen the Queen Mother back in 1981, and that was the only royal I've ever seen.
A Ukrainian official says mysterious and exploding packages received at its embassies and consulates in six European countries have contained animal remains. This is AP News. A Los Angeles jury could soon be getting the sexual assault trial against Harvey Weinstein after closing arguments from both sides.
Defense attorney Alan Jackson told a Los Angeles jury that fury from witnesses does not make fact and tears do not make truth. Weinstein is charged with raping and sexually assaulting two women and committing sexual battery against two others. Jackson says with two of the women, the encounters were consensual, and with the other two, it never happened. Prosecutors said in their closing arguments, it's time for Weinstein's reign of terror to end. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The United States has canceled a trip to Indonesia by a special envoy on LGBTQ rights. Indonesia's most influential Islamic group has objected to the visit, with the council saying it would harm the country's religious and cultural values. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.